Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
While we're all about chasing dreams, none of this means anything if sustainability of your emotions and protecting the relationships you value most are not at the center of your why.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago,
we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Hello and welcome back, Cash Multipliers team. We're thrilled to have you here.
Chances are, if you're listening to us right now, you're on the lookout to improve your passive income hustle, get some insider tips on apartment investing and apartment syndication, and learn how to save on taxes to have a cutting edge on the market.
All the ands that we love.
Yes.
And trust us, we love talking about this stuff too. And we love even more that you're taking time out of your day to educate yourself and grow in your learning and get ahead of the curve.
And today, we're going to continue to do just that, only with a slightly different approach. We were inspired a couple weeks ago after listening to another podcast discussing an issue. We felt like, you know, too important not to address with our Cashflow Multiplier team here.
Yes, and that podcast that we're talking about is The Splendid Table on NPR. And yes, it's about food.
Ta-da! Right? Of course. But more than food, it's about the power food holds within the culture and people and the friends we bring around the table.
Yes, Nan. Recently, the current host of the podcast, Frances Lam, interviewed former host Lynn Rossetto Casper. Frances was asking Lynn like what she's been up to since she retired a few years back, and her answer stopped us in our tracks. She said part of the reason why she left the show was that she felt like there were things in her life that she quote-unquote left behind.
Indeed. Things that she had left behind in the name of building her career, raising her family, and putting those things first.
She had a deep conviction to stop what she was currently pursuing and evaluating what was most important to her while she still had the mental capacity and energy to tackle them.
And then Palm and I look at each other's eyes really big and realize, wait, is she talking about us?
Absolutely. Talk about a gut punch and reality check all at once. Immediately, we started evaluating our own lives and asking each other what we have left behind in the name of a better life, career success, and elevating our platform.
We have a feeling we may not be the only ones who have been so driven by this quote-unquote hustle culture, right? That we haven't stopped long enough to think, what and who are we really doing this for?
This is why we're talking in this episode, going into a deep dive about things that can be hard to talk about, but are necessary for our overall well-being, for not just ourselves, but our friends, family, and loved ones. While we're all about chasing dreams, none of this means anything if sustainability of your emotions and protecting the relationships you value most are not at the center of your why.
Guys, success is a double-edged sword, and in this capitalist-driven society, the value of securing the bags and buying into the grind culture are often celebrated over family unity, rest, and knowing your self-worth. If we're not careful, that sword can easily turn around and cut us.
I mean, it's not like Nan and I are out there making what we can for ourselves in the name of just us. We have friends we want to celebrate, family we want to see retire well, and secure generational wealth for our fur babies. Of course, we can be so lost in work, we forget our worth.
Okay, time for a challenge, guys. Sometime this week or even now if you're up for it.
Careful, you might not be ready for a reality check ahead.
Sit down with your calendar and evaluate what you see. How many hours are you dedicating to work? How many of them are, dedicated to your family? And how many are dedicated to resting and having fun?
In a week, there's 168 hours, right?
Yes.
And within those hours, assuming that you sleep 8 hours a night, you're awake for 112 hours.
112 hours. How many of those hours are dedicated to your job? Probably more than you like to admit, right, Palm?
Yeah.
Are all the activities you have during the week important? And here's the kicker. What have you said no to or neglect that you got left behind in your schedule?
You know, it's not fun to think about.
For real.
No one wants to be the parent that can't make it to the game or the friend that's always canceling drinks because you have too much work to catch up on, right? But oftentimes, that's our reality and we need a plan to reorient ourselves and get back to our priorities.
Palm, I can already hear the cash flow multipliers asking us, but you guys always preach about making a living in order to live, so we can't just stop working.
To that we say, you're absolutely right. Trust us, Nan and I are not telling you to quit everything now and have your eat, pray, and love moment, unless you're really into that idea and have a big dream to do so. So if that's the case, go for it.
Yes.
We're not naive to think that people need to stop working. You have families or yourselves to take care of.
Yes. So what we're proposing is that in order to avoid burnout and not feel like any moment is wasted, you need to plan your escape today so one day in the near future, you can say you have taken care of those things that quote-unquote got left behind.
We can't get back time, but we can start with our present to make up for what we've lost, or rather, what we're afraid to lose. Today, we're going through some next steps and ideas to get you to the place where your sacrifices are not in vain.
If you've been a part of Cashflow Multiplier team for a while, finish this sentence. Do not trade your time for money.
Our first point is that you have to create a mental and physical space that allows you to start earning your income without trading your time or energy for dollars. Creating the capacity does not mean carving out more hours in a day to get things done. It means using your time resourcefully with the same hours given to all of us.
Be honest with yourself. What are the tasks in your job or in your everyday life that are eating up all your time and energy that leave you feel, you know, more unsatisfied with your life than ever? Maybe it's the commute to and from work or being stuck in a job, you know, where you feel really unhappy and uninspired. At the end of it, you feel frustrated with unfulfilled dreams and desire left on the table.
Here's where leverage comes in, and we're speaking about your time, not debt. You want to leverage the precious time you do have to build the investment strategy that does not require your personal time in order for it to succeed. Of course, you can choose our favorite way to do so, which is through apartment syndication.
Yes, so multifamily apartment syndication does not add more hours to your day, but it does help your overall capacity by working with a team of experts on your behalf, letting your money grow while you sleep, and spending minimal time in meetings.
Leverage time to work smarter, not harder. And we know this is easier said than done, especially when it seems like everyone is demanding your attention, which brings us to our second point.
Yes, so we believe that setting boundaries is a gift to yourself. When you protect your personal time, you're protecting more hours in a day, but your emotional, physical, and mental state. Some of you are using to work like for 10, 12, 14 hours a day. That's crazy, right, Palm?
We used to work those hours.
Yes, and we were crazy, right? So going from being available 24/7 all year round to working on your time in your set hours can definitely feel like a hard adjustment.
We know some of you out there might be thinking, not me. I can adjust pretty fast to the schedule I set myself to. We wish that was the case for us. Do you remember what's the hardest part of starting out on our journey was, Nan?
Well, learning one word, no, was harder than getting a grasp or on, you know, like net calculation based on location metrics.
Oh, wow. So mathematical, Nan. Definitely one of the hardest part of our apartment investing journey for sure. However, over time, both Nan and I have learned to say no. We would be saying yes to greater opportunities, and that was the best thing we could have done for ourselves or our careers.
Setting boundaries does not make you weak. It makes you stay focused. When you say yes to too many things, you are pretty much saying no to other opportunities that has the potential for a greater return on your investment, right? Remember, this no is a complete sentence.
What are ways you can incorporate your boundaries that can keep you from overworking yourself and hitting burnout? Maybe don't work past 5. Set out an out-of-office alert so everyone knows on your email that, hey, you're out of the office. Do not contact me.
Yes.
Or say no to projects and investment that you know won't advance your career or your investment objectives.
For those of you who have started your passive investing journey, you're usually so passionate and on fire that you are so obsessed with that euphoric feeling of winning. Remember that, Palm?
Always.
It's literally a chemical trigger in your brain that makes you feel like, you know, you want more.
So you can't really help it, I guess. So more success, more winning, more money. But maybe that's just us. But
we doubt it. The feelings of success has to be one of the most addicting feeling out there. You're on a streak, deal after deal, proving to everyone who doubted you that you can do this.
Of course, when both Paul and I just started out, our main motivation was not to prove people wrong. We weren't out there to break necks, just cash checks, right?
Yeah. And even today, we don't break any necks.
Yeah. We are more about peace.
Yeah. The journey can be mind-blowing, but also hard. In those early days, we were seeing red and we were focused on winning. That's no sign of us slowing down. Two of us were like a freight train, gobbling up every webinar, every journal, every podcast, everything that we get invited to. We're tempted to say yes to just about every partnership and investment opportunity that became our session. And at times, disheartening when we didn't win the deal.
Honestly, it was as bad as heartbreak, moping for days and plenty of trash television and takeout to numb the loss. Paul, in looking back, that should have been the first red flag we were in maybe a little bit too deep, right?
Talking about red flags gives me some trauma of our Cancun days, but that can be for another day.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a story on its own. Yeah. So one of the worst things that you can say yes to is bad partnership that drains your energy rather than inspire you, which is what almost happened to us. We became scary close to the wrong partnership. When this happened, we struggled to look at what our time was really worth.
We were so tempted to say yes to just about anyone and anything, right? Because we were so afraid to miss out on that opportunity. No one would approach us or to be part of their team anymore. Remember those moments, Palm?
Yeah, I think it was more paranoia in our own heads.
Oh, yeah. The experience of almost joining the wrong partnership and hitting total burnout scare us straight to really recognize that saying yes to good enough is not honoring the greatness within you, right? And that brings to our next point for today's pod, delegate.
For some of you, that's a four-letter word. We see a lot of people falter here. Take time to rest? Sure. Work on investment that makes money in my sleep? Can do. Leave work to other people and trust that they'll do the job? Never.
We know there are a lot of type A personality types who are listening to, you know, cash flow multipliers. Hi, because you're listening to them right
now. Hello.
We know you people because we are you, right? We are your people. And we like to grab life by the horns and gain control of every situation because we're simply convinced we can do better.
However, as too many of us have learned over the years, that simply isn't true. Not only will you burn yourself out and feel miserable, but you most likely won't ever achieve the level of investment success you could have if you delegate the role to a team of people who are experienced.
Yes, and trust us, experienced people are your friends, right? And they want to help.
For our final point today, we want to talk about what to put on your not-to-do list. We know all of us have to-do lists, whether it's mental or physical, what serious accomplishments we need to make each day.
While knowing what to do in a day is important, knowing what not to do is equally as important. We seldom take an inventory of things that are filling up our plate that no longer serve us or keep us putting off.
Man, you know what would be awesome on my what not to do list?
What is it?
Everything. What to do? Eat, sleep.
And record this podcast, right?
Definitely. We all have an overflow of to-do, but knowing what not to do can save you more time, but also your sanity as well. How do you know what things to put on your not-to-do list? Easy. Look at your to-do list and identify the tasks that are draining your energy and stealing your joy.
Can some of these tasks be delegated, right? What action can you do today so that you can slowly move those tasks off your plate? Who do you know that can help you? And frankly, could be better at, you know, the task than you. Every quarter, Palm and I look at our to-do list that ties back to our quarterly and annual goals, and we ask ourselves, what can we delegate so that we could free more of our time to do bigger and better things?
And for those of you who have been with us long enough, you know what we have, right? It's called CIA, Control Issue Anonymous, and we oftentimes are unwilling to delegate because we think we can do better.
But honestly, we have learned that getting it done, though sometimes not perfect, is better than getting nothing done.
Okay, in case you haven't caught it by now, this topic is a passion of ours. Of course, we love talking about the details of multifamily apartment syndication, investing, and helping you build a financially free life. However, all those things means nothing if you're not in a place where you're creating capacity, thriving in your boundaries, and delegating and prioritizing.
Trust us, your future self will thank you. By taking this actionable step today, you will eventually find yourself with more capacity to live your life in a way that ensures you don't have anything left behind.
We love this part of the week and being with all of you. If you haven't already, follow us online at The Kitty Sisters on Instagram. And of course, listen to previous episodes and download some cool freebies on our website, thekittysisters.com.
Until next time, casual multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.